The Vice President John Dramani Mahama has blamed past development policies for the national tragedy of underdevelopment and poverty. He said experience has shown that marginalization of parts of a country is a recipe for political instability. The Vice President was opening the National Development Partners Conference on the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADA, in Accra. The conference seeks to discuss with donor partners strategies to bring prosperity to the Northern Savannah Zone. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
The Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADA, is an agency mandated to bring economic growth and social development to the Northern Savannah Ecological Zone. The zone comprises the Upper East, Upper West, and Northern regions, as well as part of the Northern Volta in Bunahafu. What SADA will do is to partner with private sector, government ministries, departments and agencies, development partners and NGOs to bridge the development gap between the North and the South. With a 20-year strategic plan, SADA hopes to, in the first 5 years, focus on the modernization of agriculture, improve market access, remove binding constraints to infrastructure development, promote peace initiatives, and implement climate change initiatives. Vice President Mahama, who is passionate about poverty and underdevelopment in the northern part of the country, recognizes SADA as a solution to the long-term problem. He stressed that SADA is not a project, but an organization which for many years will ensure equal development across the regions.
Addressing regional development imbalances can have many dimensions. Government has proved ready to tackle this task, but we need the collective wisdom of our development partners and the full cooperation of our citizens both here and abroad to be able to achieve this objective. As the new oil economy beckons, we must remain mindful of the substantial contributions that agriculture and sustainable development can make to national growth. Government is therefore fully supportive of SADC's coordinated development interventions to create sustainable employment, reorient agriculture towards improving assets for the poor while adding value to basic food and economic tree crops.
The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Dufour, stated that SADA will have two distinct funding mechanisms, namely operational and investment funding. To enable the authority to deliver its initial five-year mandate, government has committed 240 million Ghana cedis to the organization. 30 million Ghana cedis will also be committed each year for the next 5 years. He said government is establishing an investment fund window for SADA with a pledge to deposit 200 million Ghana cedis as a seed fund. It is expected that development partners, private sector operators and philanthropic institutions will contribute to the build-up.
I would like to invite inputs from the gathering on the following crucial points. First, comments or reflections on the proposed funding mechanisms. Two, current donor activities which might be compatible with the funding mechanisms. Three, how we might proceed to actualize the proposals and monitor progress. And last but not least, how do we link progress to Ghana's aid policy? I want to emphasize that government is fully committed to a discourse of SADA and we provide it with all the necessary support to make it successful.
The Savannah Accelerated Development Authority will have a permanent secretariat in Tamale and eventually an operational center located in the area where development activities are coordinated. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.